healthy life.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Brian Sovereign.
And Stephanie.
855-450-3733. When you do your online shopping, and you probably do, you know, a fair amount of online shopping, go through shop.freetalklive.com, specifically the computer site Newegg and Amazon.com. But between them, you can get most of the things that you need in life. So, you know, when you're looking around at things, places you want to buy, and you decide you want to buy on Amazon, go through shop.freetalklive.com. We get a little spiff there. You get the same prices, same service that you normally get. Free Talk Live gets a little extra.
You know, it's true. This week I ran out of paper towels, and I thought that I probably wasn't going to get to the store in the next 2 days, so I ordered a box of paper towels on Amazon, came right to my door, didn't have to leave the house. 2 days later.
I wish I could have been around for this experience. It must be, you know, going
awesome.
Online and buying paper towels. All right.
That's probably one of the ones where they win with the free shipping there.
Yeah.
Because they're so light.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Very convenient.
855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Okay, so we were talking about Aubrey Ireland. She's an aspiring actress, and she's graduated from college by now, but she's a senior college student in acting and music, and she had some very, I would call them, parents who were doing some stalking behaviors, including visiting her 600 miles away unannounced, accusing her of all kinds of things like doing illegal drugs, being promiscuous, and suffering from mental problems, and they spied on her through her laptop and cell phone with a keylogger, and they could see somehow every phone number that was dialed or received on her phone. And she said that she felt like a dog with a collar on.
So, well, you know, I got to wonder real quick. There was a few years ago, there was the case where public schools were giving laptops because they were kind of required for students to use them. And these were even like middle school and high school, I think. And they didn't tell anybody, but they turned the webcams on. The school itself, the superintendent, could control the webcams and the microphones on these. So they could look at these kids at home in their bedrooms doing who knows what. Okay. Would these same parents have had a problem with that?
So it's creepy behavior. When
it's okay when I spy on my kids, but
yeah.
Nobody else.
it's absolutely creepy behavior, but it's probably the kind of creepy behavior she's used to. You know,
do
and
you
I
think that
I hope
it
that
okay
she, I hope she's not like messed up from these people.
Oh, but I think anyone would be messed up having these kind of parents.
My concern is that what was the reason for the stalking thing? I mean, now if you're I guess if somebody comes to your apartment door and they knock over and over and over again, and you can't get any sleep in there, that would qualify for me as stalking. But if I accept a computer from them that, you know, at some point or another I figure out that they're watching me through the cam on the computer, and I would think that she is familiar with this. These people probably went through her drawers when she was a girl. They probably had a tracking device on the car that they let her go in. And, you know, if
people who are abused usually think the abuse is normal, Mark.
Oh, yeah. But if this behavior is out in the open, if it's clear, then I think it's if you want independent adults, you need to raise independent kids. Independent adults are the ones that are going to make their way in this world and not be the dogs and the sheep of life. So I support that 100%. But I also think that it's an easy thing to do is sit around and tell other people how they should parent. It's an easy and fun hobby, and you can watch at any dinner table around America. This is what they spend a great deal of time talking about, is how other folks raise their kids.
Yeah, but as adults who were once, some of us not so long ago, or some longer than others, were kids, I think we can tell them exactly what would have saved us from trouble.
Yeah, would we have wanted to be treated this way? And I think the answer is overwhelmingly no.
Sure.
We didn't ask to be their child. This was an unchosen relationship.
Well,
this is not like she got married to a guy who she chose or a woman who she chose. She did not choose to be the child of these people. And so I think that gives them an obligation. You know, they brought her into the world. You could say it's like almost as if they invited her into their home, you know, as a house guest. And and she didn't choose it. And so they, I think, have an obligation to treat her in a way that she would want to choose to be in that relationship.
It's a unique relationship, parent and child, and there's no way to even create an analogy around it because it's just singular in the way that it is. And you can mess your kid up, and maybe these people did such a thing. I think that when it comes
maybe?
To... Well, I think that the fact is that every kid's messed up by every parent. It's just an issue of how much, okay? I mean, so we're talking about an issue of mitigating, of harm reduction here. And I don't think these people have done a great job of harm reduction. I think they've done a poor job of harm reduction. However, what they've got is an entitled little girl. And this entitled little girl believes that she deserves college, a laptop, and what was the other device that was monitoring her?
Wait, nobody said that she believed that she deserved those. Where did you get that from?
Then give the stuff back.
Well, she cut off all contact with her parents, and she got a full scholarship
from the
school.
So what's the reason for the stalking charge thing?
Because they were interfering with her school. The school hired security guards to keep them out of...
We didn't get to that part of the story.
Okay, so that's the next line.
That's an important part of the story here.
The parents became such an issue that the school hired security guards to keep them out of their daughter's performances. And then the parents stopped...
What do you think they were doing in the performances?
They were showing up when she didn't want them to.
Just didn't want them there.
I guess. I don't know what they were doing when they showed up, but it said that she... here's a quote from her. It's been really embarrassing and upsetting to have my parents come to my university when I'm a grown adult and just basically they slander my name and follow me around.
So they talk to other people?
I guess she said that they were accusing her of being promiscuous and doing drugs and being mentally unstable.
I used to work at a gym, and there was this dad that came in, and his daughter also worked at the gym. And I guess that they were angry at her, and so he decided to confide in me that she was a bad person. And, you know, I mean, I thought this was very strange behavior. You know, he leans in real close and says, she's dating a black guy. And,
ooh.
You know, I mean, like, his reasons certainly wouldn't have been mine.
How did you react to that?
What do you do in that circumstance? What's going to change his mind?
Say, what's wrong with your daughter dating a black person?
I can't tell you what I said or what the situation was. All I remember was the look on his face and the words that he said. Yeah. I doubt I took some kind of strong stand, being it's not my business and meaning the business that I am in. It's not my company in which I was in there. But, you know, and different people, you know, I don't know. I mean, it's difficult for me to imagine what words I can string together to change that guy's mind.
Well, you can at least not indicate to him that you're sympathizing with him, that you're okay with him telling his racist complaints about his daughter.
Usually in circumstances like that, knowing how I am is I cease to speak and I turn and look at something else.
Mm-hmm.
That's how
you're giving him some nonverbal cues that you're not
interested.
Best I got.
You know, I'm not going to claim to be the bravest guy around.
Yeah, I could see how that would be intimidating.
Well, I thought the guy was menacing the way he just revealed what he said. The look on his face when he said, she's dating a black guy. You know, I mean,
did he say black guy or did he say something else?
I think he said black guy. I think is what he said. I don't know. I mean, I can't remember precise. I don't know. I mean, I just remember, you know, what I remember is that picture of the guy's face, you know, when he said it. And, you know, I've told you verbatim what I believe he said. But like I said, it's been 15 or 20 years.
OK, so back to something that you said before. You said that you thought of this woman, Aubrey, as entitled. If a parent basically traps a child in their home, doesn't allow them any independence and gives them everything, whose fault is that if the child has an entitled
mentality?
She
hasn't been taught independence. It's the truth. But what we need, if we're going to provide her with independence, we need to provide her with real independence.
And she has cut off all contact with her parents.
I didn't realize how, you know, stalky these people were. What I heard was initially that they, you know, put some bugs on a computer and, you know, that they paid for the first 3 years of college, and then the college thought, these people are nuts, and then they gave her the last year worth of college. And I think that that's, you know, that's all fine and dandy, but what's really the reason for the stalking, you know, civil stalking charge here? And then...
Would you want to be spied on through your computer?
I expect, you know, I bought this computer, the one that's sitting here in front of me, so I have the expectation that this is my computer, that nobody has any spy
software.
You don't
like it when the NSA spies on you, right?
They didn't buy my computer. If the NSA went and handed out free computers, color me unsurprised if they've got spy software on them.
What if you had no money to buy another computer? Would you think
that's
that was
okay?
That's
not my right. I don't have a right for a Mercedes, but if the NSA gives me a free Mercedes, I'm not going to expect that it doesn't have some kind of bugging equipment in it. I expect they know exactly where I'm going. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Hey, folks, how will you get home if a riot or natural disaster happens while traveling? If you're like me, you'll have membership with OnCall International. On the phone is the company's CEO, Mike Kelly. Mike, tell us about this coverage.
OnCall International's deluxe membership includes all the great benefits of our annual membership, but also covers emergency evacuation due to earthquakes, volcanoes, political riots, military coups, and more.
Folks, save 30% off your membership today with the code RMAXA30 at OnCallInternational.com. I'm happy to bring you the next chapter in a fun contest series sponsored by our friends at Travel Guard. It's one of thousands of true travel tales they receive every year. Diane and her friend were enjoying a summer cruise in the Mediterranean when her legs started to itch uncontrollably. She let it go, thinking it would get better. But when she noticed it getting inflamed and red, her mind went to her worst fear. For the rest of the story and a chance to win a Kindle, visit TravelGuard.com/stories.
Travel Guard is a worldwide leader in travel insurance and assistance.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Give us a call. Talk about whatever it is that is on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-450-3733. If you want to see what's going on in the studio, you can go to cam.freetalklive.com. Yep, Brian is waving away at the camera. Brian has sat in the studio many, many a week before we
causing a lot of speculation about who he was.
People suggested he might be an international banker, but paying us off.
Yeah, I think
the
Bilderbergers. Yeah, they thought I worked for Goldman Sachs.
That's right. Possibility exists. Yes. But you can go see the crew here at cam.freetalklive.com. It's like a television, only really boring. There's a chat room. You can chat with other people about what their thoughts are. Sometimes
at your own risk.
Hey, look, I make no promises at cam.freetalklive.com. So, Stephanie, muscular dystrophy was just brought up earlier in the show.
Yeah, how convenient.
Speaking of which, Brian, did you do some research on that?
I did, because we talked about muscular dystrophy earlier with the Jerry Lee Lewis
telethon
that he ran, very popular for many, many years. And last year,
it was great, by the way. The telethon was great.
Yeah, very entertaining. And he pretty much did his last one. It's over now. As far as the reasons why, it was... postulated by a caller, and there are resources out there that a Dr. Wallach actually cured, or reported on the cure, that he was cured of, you know, muscular dystrophy, and that he found it.
By the way, I have an instant feeling of skepticism without knowing much about the details.
Right.
When somebody says that a person was cured of a disease that I understood to be incurable.
Sure.
But I'm open to the possibility, but I would want to know more.
Well, but Jerry Lewis, clearly is a man passionate about the cure for muscular dystrophy, and even if he didn't do the telethon for the Muscular Dystrophy Association, he would be able to get an incredible amount of press if he were to say, you know, Dr. Wallach saved me with the longevity product. I mean, I hear that it's a really great product. I do hear that, and
I don't think Annie was saying that it was the longevity product that was the cure. I think she said that Dr. Wallach suggested some other cure.
Okay.
And it might have been this drug that's in clinical trials right now. I don't know.
Well, in any case, I mean, I found a story on Time from Time Magazine, which is about the most reliable source, whatever that means, about it. And
they certainly don't seem to have a horse in the race.
No, right. And they have no comment as to why he stopped. And, you know, it's all a mystery. And they talked to Jerry Lewis, and he won't talk.
It's a mystery. Cue the organ music. Chuck in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind, Chuck?
Hey,
what's
up,
Chuck? Yes.
How's it going, guys?
All's well. What's on your mind?
All right. Well, I wanted to talk about the Cynthia Chase story that's going on right now.
Yes.
Yes.
Cynthia Chase is a New Hampshire representative. That's not very important for those of you who aren't in New Hampshire. There are 400 representatives in the state of New Hampshire. It is the fourth largest representative body in the English-speaking world.
Except that it became important when she apparently told some people who were Free Staters that they were not welcome at the peace vigil in Keene, right?
That's right.
Okay.
I'll give you my background real quick. I moved to New Hampshire earlier this year, and I didn't even know about Free State Project, but I was really excited when I discovered it, you know?
Okay.
So after reading her comments, I had sent her an email, a very polite but firm email, expressing my distaste about her comments about restricting freedoms in order to keep people from moving to New Hampshire.
I bet she's gotten a few of those.
She indicated as much. But what I found most interesting, she went through and basically told me what she does not believe is freedoms and the things, quote-unquote, freedoms that need to be limited. But most interestingly, I'd like to send this to you if you would like.
Sure, go ahead.
Most interestingly, she compared the moving of Free Staters to New Hampshire, she compared it to the genocide of the Native American people, that the European people moving into America. I found that very interesting.
I don't have any smallpox-infested blankets. I don't know about you, Mark.
No, it doesn't seem like a fair thing to do.
Sounds like there's some real enemy imagery going on there.
There is a lot of that. The fact is I'm from Florida, and Florida, we have people that move there all the time, and, you know, there are millions, I think it's millions, at least a million people.
Sure, I lived there a few years myself.
Move to Florida every year. It has really great weather and, you know, low taxes in lots of ways, and people move there. And it's mostly those people are senior citizens, and those people move there with their agenda, they vote, and they do their thing. So, I mean, it's
It's not new.
It's not new at all. I mean, the Free State Project is coordinated, but I don't know that the settling of the New World was particularly coordinated. It's not like we're going to go there and we're going to kill the Injuns.
That's pretty ironic that she would say that, because so historically, I guess New Hampshire has been more libertarian or liberty oriented, yeah. Right? And so somebody like this,
she's from Rhode Island, by the way,
state rep. Oh, so she moved here and tried to change the laws in order to restrict certain freedoms.
She's from a state with larger government than New Hampshire, and apparently wants at least some more government intrusion in whatever way.
What's true is
that everybody has their own definition of what freedom is. I think I've got a better one than they do, and I'd like to discuss it with them, but it's true that everybody's got their own definition. Chuck?
But yeah, man, I will send this over to you, and thanks for having me on the program.
Sure, thanks.
Just to clarify something really quick, Chuck was saying basically a detail that got left out was that this lady said that you can't stop Free Staters from moving to New Hampshire, but
right.
You can make it much less attractive so that they won't want to move to New Hampshire by basically turning it into
Massachusetts.
Yeah.
And this is what disturbs me about the Democrat mentality here in New Hampshire. And I don't want to point out.
I think the Republicans are not much better.
The Republicans have done a better job of embracing Free Staters, it seems to me, than Democrats have. But that's just in my experience. Is that we've got what you want across the Connecticut River or south of whatever the parallel is that separates New Hampshire and, the big government is available to you in New England. You don't need to change New Hampshire for that. And that's what's happening here. People are coming from outside of the state of New Hampshire, voting and getting involved in the government. They're not doing it in as coordinated a fashion as the Free State Project, but the Free State Project really only is, to some extent, counteracting that. And that's what they're upset about. And I've had, people, liberal sorts say, grit their teeth at me and say, I wish you'd just go home. And I said, I live in Keene. I am home.
Right.
So, I don't know what I've lived here 7 years, sometimes longer than they have. And they just don't like the politics, and it's an excuse.
Do you think they're projecting what's been said to them?
I don't think so, no.
Free Staters?
I don't think so, no. I don't think anybody. I wouldn't tell anybody that.
I mean, because it's basically people who are moving to New Hampshire and trying to change the political climate saying that it's wrong to move to New Hampshire and try to change the political climate, right?
Yeah, that seems to be what's happening. Even the natives. I mean, how do you deal with this? Do you say that only natives are allowed to vote? Because at that point, Sarasota, Florida is going to be a lot different.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the problems in Sarasota, Florida is all the people moving there and voting.
Change is inevitable. I'm not interested in voting, but I know culture is going to change, and I embrace that.
855 453 Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-450-3733. I've told you about how to shop and help Free Talk Live. You can also help Free Talk Live by amping. The amp program is our little Mouseketeer club, and you can join there and get a few perks like the amp-only call-in line, the Amplifier podcast, which is commercial-free, and a couple of other things. It's the amp program, and for $5 a month, you can help spread liberty, because that's what we do here on Free Talk Live. The AMP program isn't necessarily that you, if you like all the things we give for free, that's awesome. But the AMP program is really about spreading the ideas of liberty, and we hope that we're doing that. Amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to David in New Hampshire. David, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hello. I'm just calling to say I'm tired. I don't like hearing about the fiscal cliff.
You don't like the fiscal cliff talk anymore?
Yeah, I'm trying to avoid hearing that phrase, but it's virtually impossible unless you cut yourself off. I just think it's fear-mongering. Whenever I hear that phrase, I think, oh, the powers that be or whoever they are trying to manipulate us.
I think it's absolutely clear on this one. I think it's absolutely clear.
Say that?
Yeah. I mean, what the fiscal cliff is something that could be taken care of beforehand or afterwards, retroactively, or whatever it is that they want to do whenever they come to whatever conclusion that they've come to. And the two parties are trying to see who can make the other party look the worst in this situation. It looks to me like the media says that the Democrats have looked better than this one than the Republicans. You know, it doesn't surprise me either. It seems to be, to some extent, I think that the folks in the media have just the ever so slightly more affinity towards Democrats than they do Republicans. But, you know, I'm unsurprised.
Yeah, it's pretty pointless jibber-jabber.
Really. It's jibber-jabber, yeah. That's what it is. David?
I just wanted to throw that out there. I'm enjoying the show. Thanks.
It's thrown out. Thanks very much. I wish I could throw it out.
Yeah, me too.
Fiscal cliff talk. Anyway, I know how it feels. I'm sick of hearing about it too. I think it's just this artificial thing that's out there, and I think that it's the bigger issue is that apparently the GOA has said that the
Government Accountability Office.
Right, I should have said that. Thank you.
GAO.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Has said that the debt ceiling needs to be raised by the end of the year, which is like tomorrow. And that, I mean, are they talking about this year? What? The debt ceiling? Shouldn't we have had some warning on this? I mean, that's a bigger deal than the fiscal cliff, which is this.
The debt ceiling just seems to be this meaningless thing, like, because they always raise it. They never failed to do that.
Well, they've argued about it vociferously in the past, you know, the last time around.
Blah, blah, blah.
Let's take, yeah, right. It's just so much pointless drama. Ed in Tennessee. Ed, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, Ed.
Hey, Ed.
Did you hear that your spirit was raised earlier in the show?
excuse me?
You were people talked about you earlier in the show.
Oh, okay. I know, that was a good one.
You're a bad, bad gun hater.
Oh, okay.
According to a caller.
I was going to say that. Believe it or not, I started to call up and say this. No guns, Ed. Hey, don't need them. What's everybody doing so scared? Brian O'Brien agrees with me, Stephanie. You know, we can't walk around living the 1% mentality as Dick Cheney. But I want to talk about the kids because, as you know, they don't have any unions. They can't organize. They don't have any access to media. They can't vote. So, Mark, I totally disagree with you. Kids have rights. Because
I'm not going to claim they don't have rights.
Who's going to take up for them?
It's a difficult and, like I said, unique situation.
If you're for freedom, how is it difficult?
Well, what my claim is that as a parent, one needs to be able to, you know, people are going to raise their kids differently. And some of the ways I'm going to like and some of the ways I'm not going to like. And I don't like the way these parents did it. And, you know, finding out a little more about the story, these people were apparently, you know, needed security guards and that they were, you know, wandering around saying things behind their daughter and knocking on her door at all hours and things like that.
Yeah, probably a little extreme.
Yeah, that's a much more stalking behavior. But, you know,
spying on her through her computer is not?
Well, I think
a 21-year-old person?
I think that, okay, so I support people having the right to give other people computers with spy software on it if that's what they want to do. As long as they inform those people. And I wonder whether this young woman, either A, was informed or not informed, and how long it took her to be informed, and you know, whether she would have known that this was the case anyway. I mean,
anyone would accept a computer that they knew had spies, that they knew was sending every keystroke to their parents?
Sure they would. If they didn't have a computer, sure they would.
I disagree.
Can I help simplify it for you?
Sure.
As a parent, I think. What you should do, I think, or any parent, you just guide.
Yep.
You don't try to be tyrannical. You don't
put your
views. I think what people should do with religion with kids, which, you know, how many people are going to do this? I want to tell them about all religions, no religions, you know, atheist, agnostic. You decide. You choose. I'm just here to help you, love you, guide you, create trust. But look, Mark.
That's what I've done with Jack.
If you're saying kids have no rights, we're teaching them from the get-go, you don't have any rights, and they're not going to be able to defend them because they'll say, well, they never gave us any rights.
Mm. Well, so how does rights center around property? And
the ultimate property is yourself, right?
Agreed, absolutely. And then, you know, this 21-year-old woman doesn't have the right to a computer. She doesn't have the right to a car. She doesn't have the right to college education.
What's that? That's not I'm not even talking about that. I'm saying that the kids do have rights, like privacy.
They have rights. Well, so, I mean, how much?
They don't even need a door. Why would you want to have a kid that you wouldn't even have a door on his room? I know you don't mean that. You know, some parents do take doors off.
Some parents take doors off, and I support them to take the doors off of the rooms in their houses if that's what they want
to
do.
But, I mean, to me, that's ignorant. Why would you do that? Give them freedom.
I'm with you. If you don't raise independent kids, you're not going to have independent adults. I'm 100% agree. But my question is if you have the right to a door, that means you have the right to a room. Does that mean that I have to have one room for every kid in my house?
Hold on a second.
Do you want them sleeping outside?
What?
Do you want them outside sleeping? I have a question that I think can clarify this. Do you think that children, like adults, need things? Or have, you know, desires for things.
Sure.
Do you think one of those things that they may have a strong desire for or even a need for is privacy?
Some level of privacy, certainly.
Okay. Then that would seem to answer the question. If she's not getting that privacy, that need is not being met, and that's a pretty important thing for her.
And another way to sum it up, I think, treat them like you would want to be treated.
I'm with you. This is
to the
right
best
on,
way, Ed. Whatever's good, you know, just be fair, just, you know, just kind. That if you're kind to your children, you got them forever. These people, think about, I like to do the research. Yeah. Somebody do the research.
Right, you can't force them to love you.
Kids. You know, I guarantee. I mean, I don't, not 100% certainty, but you look at any of the parents that treat their kids with total respect, and I guarantee they do better off than anybody else.
I agree 100% with that, and what my concern is that we have raised a generation of ingrates and people that believe that they are that their parents are obligated to give them things when they're not.
What I hear from this young lady is that
you know, I deserve a computer, just one that doesn't have a bunch of spy software on it.
Where did you get that?
She didn't say that I wanted to give the computer back. I mean, you know.
Well, she may not have known it had spy software, and, you know, she didn't ask to be born.
Let's raise independent kids. And by independent, I mean they can fend for themselves. At 18 years
Maybe
old, they should be ready to go on and do their own thing, pay for their own college. Or at least with some matching funds. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Final segment. We might be able to sneak you in. 855-450-3733. It's the last time I'm going to give that number this evening, though. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. Give us a call. Stephanie, we were trying to talk about muscular dystrophy here in the previous segment.
There were two issues. It was Jerry Lee Lewis mm-hmm. with the fundraiser, and then this...
Lady!
And then this other... article that we didn't quite get to, which we teased, which is about basically the FDA interfering with the survival of somebody who has muscular dystrophy, or at least it's very likely that that's what's going on.
Now, we've said for years on the show here that the FDA kills, and it's not that they go run around murdering people. It's that they have such a long process for people to get these drugs that may save them, that people die in the process.
What they err on the side of making sure everybody's perfectly safe when they get...
The process, that's completely an unsafe thing way to act.
Right, because then people can't try experimental treatments, right, unless they meet certain criteria.
Right.
And really, I mean, I don't know about you, but I don't think anyone should have to have a government permission slip to put anything in their body. I might want to consult with a physician if I had a disease that I didn't know about treating or I didn't know about. I think that's a very prudent idea. But as far as having government control and regulate certain drugs, it just doesn't, it creates a lot of problems and unintended consequences. And so, like this one right here. So there's a petition on change.org. Sometimes we read these petitions. Often they highlight news that's going on that's kind of hot, I guess. And there's a lady who lives in Vermont, Jen McNary. She is petitioning the FDA, please approve the medicine my boys need to survive. Both of my sons deserve to live. Now, this is a very emotionally grabbing headline. But basically what's going on here in her petition, she's describing she has more than two children, but her two oldest children, Max and Austin, they both have a genetic disease called Duchenne muscular dystrophy, or DMD.
Okay? All right.
And this is a disease which basically hurts people's muscles. Like, their muscles cannot form properly. They sometimes have very little strength. It's progressive.
Yeah.
Eventually they will die because they won't be able to breathe.
Mm-hmm. Their heart and lungs just won't work, right?
Right. And there's a wide variation in how it manifests itself. Some patients have more strength than others. It's kind of multifactorial. And so as a result, there can be two people like these two children with this kind of muscular dystrophy, Duchenne muscular dystrophy, and they can not have exactly the same phenotype. They cannot, you know, one of them could be stronger than the other. And that is the case with her children. So the 10-year-old boy, Max, was lucky enough to get, this is in her words, to take part in a medical trial. And for the past 60 weeks, he's been taking a new medication that's under investigation. Previously this year, he was dependent on a wheelchair most of the day, but after this treatment for 60 weeks, he was able to march in a Halloween parade.
Wow, that's really awesome.
Yeah.
However,
it's been bittersweet because his brother is 13, is getting worse. He suffers silently as his disease progresses. Austin, the 13-year-old, was not able to take part in the drug trial that helped his brother so much.
And why?
And so probably the reason is because drug companies doing these trials want to make their drug look good. They want the results to be good. So often they won't take people who are the sickest.
The most progressed.
They take the people who have the disease but are the healthiest because they want their results to look good to get a chance for the FDA to approve their drug. But if the FDA were to approve this drug, and by the way, Duchenne muscular dystrophy, it's a rare disease. It's an orphan disease. I mean,
what's that mean?
It means that there are very few, it's a rare genetic disease, so there are few people who have it. It's not like heart disease or high cholesterol where everybody has it, essentially, and a drug company can make a lot of money out of it.
A lot of money.
Yeah. A boatload of money. Excuse me. And so there's not much incentive for the FDA, for a drug company to develop a drug and try to spend a lot of money getting the FDA.
A lot of money.
To approve it. That's going to go down.
I love that.
To make a promo out
of
it.
So excited about that.
It says that there, let's see, thousands of boys in the U.S. are suffering with DMD. If the FDA allows them access to the drug, it could save thousands of lives. So, you know, it seems like this drug is very promising. It's in the trials right now, but since it's not approved, this boy cannot access it. And so the mother is petitioning for the FDA to approve this drug.
So this is a really great story because of the fact that these brothers are in the same house. But this is really what happens every day with the FDA. The FDA picks winners and losers through the drug companies because of the way that they have the trials are allowed to be run, picks winners and losers, livers and dyers with their rules. And, you know, this lady just wants both of her sons to live.
Yeah.
And sadly, it's probably going to take a decade before this thing's approved, and at that point, her son may be dead.
And I heard about this drug 5 years ago, and it was being tested then, and right. I don't know what the holdup is.
It can take well over a decade for these things to make it through, and I understand what they're trying to do. I like the idea of medicines being tested, but you know, the people in the drug trial know that it's potentially dangerous. So why in the world would and who wants to kill their patients
at that point? They've got, well, nobody wants to. I mean, maybe there could be something unanticipated, but at that point, if someone has a fatal progressive genetic disease that doesn't have a treatment, what have they got to lose?
Right, what's the worst case scenario here? The kid,
right,
dies,
they're gonna
a
die?
Year or two
they're
earlier
die
than
anyway
supposed to?
Right?
Yeah.
So they should at least have the choice to participate in a trial like that.
You know, it makes me wonder. I mean, where are all the number one hospitals in the world right now?
In India.
In India.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. In Southeast Asia, yeah.
Yeah. All over. Why? Is this why? Because only there can you actually.
Bureaucratic health system.
Right. Right, because only there can you actually get the help that exists.
A lot. There's
this isn't even questions.
They call medical tourism. Lots of Americans going to India and China and stuff to.
And Mexico, South America.
Dubai. Dubai is an amazing hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would think that you'd think that Mexico would be really great too, but I don't know what I don't know.
I think it varies. I mean, what I hear of a lot is people who live in like California and Texas going to Tijuana for dental work, and I don't know, maybe you get what you pay for. I've heard some bad experiences, but I've also heard some good experiences too, where it's a lot cheaper.
Well, if your life's on the line,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's. I mean, this lady's in Vermont. It's not like she can sneak across the border to Canada to get more
right.
treatment because it's really basically the same there. And I think it's sad. The reason for the FDA is to you know, make sure that people don't get cheated or harmed by some kind of drug in the process. People are being harmed by not getting the drugs that they would otherwise get. And I've heard that aspirin wouldn't even make it through the FDA now.
I've heard that, too.
I don't know. I mean, you're the doctor here. I'm not.
Not yet. Half a doctor.
Yeah. You're like 7/8 of a doctor. You get just your thesis that you have to finish writing. Is that right?
Yeah, for a PhD.
Okay. So that will...
And I've done 2 years of
that. Will not make you an MD. That will make you a PhD.
Right.
But you're but you would be a PhD in, like, research doctrine, right?
Yeah, in biochemistry.
That's
a scientist. That's not a medical doctor.
Okay. But you never intended to do that anyway.
I did. This is confusing.
Yes.
So I'm a double degree student, MD and PhD. I've done some medical school, and I've done most of a PhD.
Okay.
Yeah.
And your intention is to, you know,
I'm going to graduate the PhD pretty soon.
Okay.
I'm hoping.
You're really not thinking about doing the MD thing?
We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
Okay.
850. Well, I'm giving the number now. When I think about the FDA, I just think it was probably created with all the best intentions, but in the process of doing away with all different kinds of doctors out there in the past, I get it. I get the whole homeopathic thing, why people, you know, think that that's a bunch of hooey or whatever. You know, considering how effective placebos are, maybe it's a good idea. But
you can sell a placebo pill. I mean, there's an entire supplement market where lots of the stuff on there is placebos, are placebos.
Yeah, I wonder about that. And I think that in some ways they can be very effective, in other ways that they can, you know, just not effective at all.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, whatever. There were all kinds of different doctors 100 years ago before the FDA was brought around, and then essentially the sort of allopathic medicine, the AMA doctors.
The AMA has a history of using the state to regulate its competition away. Actually, they've gotten laws passed. They've lobbied state governments and stuff to shut down medical schools in the early 1900s. They shut down, they managed to get like 2/3 of the medical schools in the country shut down. You had to have a letter from an allopathic doctor to get into medical school, so it ensured that it was like only their friends that could get in.
I see.
They limited the class size.
They don't
of medical
do that
schools.
Now. Anybody can get into medical school now?
I don't think there's a law about it, but it's pretty much you have to have someone who's approved by the sort of in the system.
You have to have a sponsor.
Several sponsors. Yeah.
Really. Well, you can, in the meantime, 21 hours from now, we'll do another live program. In the meantime, you can go to freetalklive.com. It's been Mark with you.
Brian Sovereign.
And Stephanie.
Thanks for being on the show, guys. And find out more at freetalklive.com. You can upload stories and all kinds of things there. Share them with people. Vote them up. Vote them down. It's all up to you. freetalklive.com.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
Under the mistletoe this year, there's only one thing you should be slipping into your lover's mouth. Stateless Sweets, delicious, handmade, all-natural candy. The holidays are going to be full of empty calories this year, so make your calories count with the very best handcrafted confections. Chocolate-covered pistachio brittle, salted honey caramels, English toffee, and the best fudge you've ever tasted. You need this for your holiday parties. Go to statelesssweets.com and use coupon code FTL to save 10%. Statelesssweets.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.